Well, this is the third week out of five in which we hear Jesus, the lawgiver, who came not to abolish the law but to complete it, teach us the perfect fulfillment of the law through his commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. And note his authority. None of the ancients or prophets spoke like Jesus did. They all said, "Thus says the Lord." But Jesus says, "I say this to you." And today Jesus reminds us that the law tells us, "You shall not kill." Now, thanks be to God, probably no one here is guilty of transgressing that commandment. But lest we are too quick to congratulate ourselves on our restraint, Jesus tells us that if we even get angry with somebody else, or if we refuse to forgive, it is just as bad as killing. And that our tongue and what comes out of our mouth can be deadly. Many are the crimes and sins that have their beginning from a word. For cruel words, verbal abuse, Jesus uses the example racha, which means stupid or nitwit. Words like that can kill someone's spirit. And if we say unkind or disparaging words about someone else, that can kill their reputation. And it affects the regard and attitude of our listener towards that person. And so resentment is spread from person to person like a cancer. And even if we do not sin with our tongue, if we allow anger to smolder within ourselves towards somebody, and we harbor resentment, and we refuse to forgive, then it kills our spiritual life. It's like drinking poison while waiting for the other person to die. And that is why St. Paul tells us elsewhere in Scripture, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, he says, "Do not let the sun set on your anger, or else you will give the devil a foothold." In other words, put out that flame while it is fresh, lest it grow into a yet greater blaze. And as far going back to sinning with our tongue, it's good for us to consider, why did God give us a tongue and a mouth to begin with? Not to be an instrument of division or a weapon to harm or kill, but he gave us a tongue and a mouth so that we could give thanks to God. In other words, so that we could be grateful, not hateful. And so that we could build other people up and encourage them and make them feel loved and bring them closer to Christ. That's why he gave us a tongue and a mouth. And so when we speak, we should think about what we are about to say and ask ourselves if what is coming out of our mouth is fitting for a tongue and a mouth such as ours, a tongue that also calls God Father, a mouth that also drinks from the chalice of Christ's own blood. Now, Jesus teaches us his commandments in the Sermon on the Mount so that we can know how to get into the kingdom of heaven. And this assembly, the celebration of Mass, is to be a foretaste of that kingdom. A sacrament to the world of the kingdom of heaven. It all begins right here. And that is why at every Mass, we pray repeatedly for unity. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will come and make us one, free of everything that estranges us from one another. And so Jesus says that in this assembly, when we bring our offerings to the altar, that we are reconciled with our enemy, that we cherish no hatred towards anyone, that the sun has not gone down on our wrath, and that there is peace and love in us toward all people. That all those things please the Lord more than any offerings we can bring. And it's for our own good, for our spiritual life. St. John Chrysostom, one of the four great fathers of the Eastern Church, once preached this. He said, "Observe the mercy of God, how he cares for the profit of man above his own honor. He loves peace and goodwill among the faithful more than offerings. For as long as there is any discord among men who are of the faith, their gift is not received, their prayer is unheard." Now it is the same St. John Chrysostom who elsewhere gives us a pretty neat trick. In other words, how to be an enemy and forgive at the same time. St. John Chrysostom says, be an enemy, but of the devil. He said, that is why God has armed us with anger to begin with, to be an enemy of the devil. So that we are to use our anger, he says, and this is his language, to plunge a sword into the heart of the devil, to the hilt, he says, and then plunge another one in. This takes place, he says, when we are at peace with one another through forgiveness and mercy. That's how that happens. And so today, when we bring our offerings to the altar, may our sacrifice, our offering be that we will forgive our enemies and love them. And may our sacrifice be of our mouth, the same mouth that's going to consume the body of Christ, that henceforward it will speak only good things, things that will really help each other. Jesus teaches us the fullness, the perfection of the law in his commandments on the Sermon on the Mount. And by his own example, he shows us that love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Amen.